talk about decentralization and then annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, let's try this again.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Granada Farm Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki, myself, Nick Pearson, and Mark Gonzalez will be joining us at 9:30. We also have a guest today, Dr. David Resnick. You can go to drdavidresnick.com, drdavidresnick.com, and check him out. He'll be coming on at 10. Today is the 22nd of March. March just seems to be flying by like a roadrunner. I don't know where it's going. This is Revolution Radio. We are the number one commercial-free listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. That's revolution.radio. You can also find us, I believe, on iTunes or stuff like that, too. We're expanding. So I'm going to get to some announcements and real quick, and then we're going to have we'll have Mark on, and then I'm sure a couple comments from Nick, and then we'll have the Dr. David Resnick on at 10. Okay, I know it's sunny outside. Yesterday, real quick, I'm going to do this real quick before I go into that. Hold on, Nick. By the way, if you'd like to leave equivalent to a cup of coffee, please do check out to keep the paid programming on the air. We appreciate it. Go to the store, Revolution Radio, and check us out at the homepage. But if you also like to advertise, it's very reasonable, and you meet a lot of new friends, so you can check that out, too, as well on the homepage. So we thank you so much for that support. By the way, Nick, yesterday in the Valley, literally by 10:30, 11 o'clock, that they had chem the entire valley. So, and I know they put a lot of chem Sunday as well.
Yeah,
so maybe
I was watching them do it.
Maybe you
I was watching them put the big
They had actually had a big asterisk right over Los Angeles, if you looked to see where the planes had crisscrossed. A big asterisk.
Oh, yeah. It's just kind of crazy. It's in yesterday when I woke up, I was out doing errands just in the morning. It was just covered. And I was just completely amazed. The entire valley was covered by 11 o'clock, and it's just terrible, Nick. Just terrible.
Yeah, they're back up to their old crap again. I mean, I think they were trying to make up for the few days where we're having the Santa Anas, which was blowing everything away.
Right.
Out into the ocean, we had some nice clear days, and then so yesterday it's hey, let's see how much we can douse them with this time since the air's not moving so fast.
Right. There you go. That's it. I think you're right. Okay. We're gonna do some announcements and then I'll get Mark on, and then we'll definitely get Mark on. Then we've got DavidResnick.com. That's DavidResnick.com. Check him out. Coming on at 10, so we're looking forward to that. So I'll get to announcements, and we'll play it by ear and be good. By the way, one of our new companies that we do recommend is BioCell, BioCell, BioCell Technologies. That's BioCell Technologies. And so BioCell Technologies, the phone number is 714-632-1231. That's 714-632-1231. This is for they have one of the best collagens on the market and joint. And theirs is very unique. A lot of companies end up using them because their product is so good. And that's why I use it every day for my skin and my joints. And I'm way, way better for BioCell collagen. And but it's called BioCell, BioCell Technologies. And it's BioCellTechnologies.com. That's www.BioCellTechnologies.com. But their phone number is 714-632-1231, and you can get them from them. And but it's worth it because you will see results not only in your skin but in your joints. But a lot of companies use them because their product is that good. So I'm always amazed just how good it is. So we're going to get these guys on, too, at a later date. And I am looking forward to this big time for www.BioCellTechnologies.com. That's BioCellTechnologies.com. And, again, the phone number is 714-632-1231. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to having these guys on. And it's just I use it every day. I have for the last couple of years since I've been going to the show, and it definitely works. And so we're gonna get these guys on. It's gonna be good stuff. I think you'll like it. Okay, moving on. All right. Our good buddies at Extendivite. I just took mine last night, yesterday afternoon. Extendovite. That's Extendovite. It maintains cholesterol, maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absent-mindedness. It's got garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. So it's just good stuff. And let me just give you a little background. Since I suffered a mass heart attack, I did nothing about it. I called 911 like I should have. I waited almost an hour before going to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, I passed out. The doctors who examined me told my wife to go home, prepare for the worst. They did not expect me to survive the night. Modern medicine saved my life that day. I had lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue. I was told I would be on disability soon. I just turned 43. A few months later, I found out about some garlic and cayenne mix that helped other people. So since I liked the idea of something natural, I bought some. 7 months later, I felt a pain in my chest, a poking pain, not a squeezing pain. I went to my doctor and asked to have some test done. They could not find the damage to my heart tissue or any blockage, so my doctors took me off all the medications. My doctors also gave me a copy of my medical records and told me that no one would believe me that they had a heart attack. I was in 110% better shape than the average man and got out of her office. So I use it. I know Nick uses it. Nikki uses it. And I think we're trying to give Mark a bottle, but Mark's going to be using it too. But it's 1-877-928-8822. 1-877-928-8822. That's www.heartdrop.com. That's www.heartdrop.com. That's 1-877-928-8822. 1-877-928-8822 at www.heartdrop.com. Heartdrop.com. Okay, guys. That's for extended mic. Good stuff there. Yeah, we're happy about that one. All right. For people who have problems with radiation or heavy metals, this is a great company because it came out because of Chernobyl, unfortunately. But it has worked, and they developed a very good product. It's very fairly inexpensive and non-toxic. It doesn't have too many side effects, so it's really good. But we recommend it because there's not too many products on the market that can take out radiation and heavy metals. So this is Folium, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X. That's F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X. They have a YouTube channel, so you can go to watch a movie and watch their thing. It's called FoliumPX.com. That's FoliumPX.com. Phone number is 818-996-4325, 818-996-4325. This is for, like I said, for heavy metals and radiation. It's the Folium PX, and very easy to take. It comes in a capsule, and they have results with this. 818-996-4325, 818-996-4325. And that's Folium, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X. And you can find the Folium PX.com, that's FoliumPX.com, and there is a YouTube thing on them, so you can watch like a little video of their product and what it does. But it's for heavy metal detox in your body. So I think I might be able to, I might have to start taking some, Nicks, because we're just getting absolutely bombarded by the chemtrails, and I think hate to tell you, but I'm thinking about I'm gonna buy some and start taking some just because of all the stuff in the air. So I hate to say that, but the board orders some for all of us and checks them out. Okay. By the way, our good buddy Live Pine, Steve Mason, because Judy Markovitz recommended pine needle oil to help with the bioweapon. So check out Steve Mason at www.livepine.com. That's www.livepine.com. His phone number is 510-750-7055. That's 510-750-7055. www.livepine.com. Check him out. Our good buddy Warren for the Shungite at www.thezorb.com. At www.thezorb.com. His phone number is 904-444-2345, 904-444-2345 at www.thezorb.com at 904-444-2345. And check him out for EMF because the 5G is on and throughout the United States, and that's not good. Also, check out Elizabeth Proud at www.smartdotsus.com. That's smartdotsus.com. smartdotsus.com. And they've got very good product too. Because for some people who have smart meters on their houses, unfortunately, or maybe you live in an apartment or a condo, you can put the smart dot on it. It will make a big difference of stuff going inside your house. So this is a smart lady. We got to get her back on because of all the stuff going on. And we're gonna have to. I swear to people, We're going to be booked with guests from now on. You have no idea, just crawling out of the woodwork trying to get us information. We'll try to get all the information out we can. So we're going to try to do that for you guys. Okay. Our good buddy Caitlin Kate at viveup.com. She's got all kinds of products. She's a wonderful lady. Check out her website at vibesup.com, viveup. VIBESUP.com, viveup.com for Caitlin Kate, great lady. I've got to put a phone call into him now. Kelly Brown for info@thehappyholistic.com, info@thehappyholistic.com. This is the guy who specializes in hemp and cannabis, so he's one of the experts, but Kelly has done a lot of research on the bioweapon too. And is very knowledgeable. So info@thehappyholistic.com. His phone number is 562-857-5912, 562-857-5912 for Kelly Brown. But his website is info@thehappyholistic.com, info@thehappyholistic.com. Check him out. Hey, our good buddy Keith Morley, I'm going to get him on. Supergoodstuff.com, that's supergoodstuff.com. You mention us, we'll give you a discount. Their office number is 949, area code 949-651-6355, 949-651-6355 for supergoodstuff.com. And I'm going to get some Perium Plus in the Chaparral because I'm going to keep some stuff on hand because I need to, because they talked about the hemorrhagic fever and smallpox, I'm trying to do as much research as we can on that. Check out the pitcher plant as well. Go online and check that out. Do some research, guys. Just to be safe, you might want to have something in the house for that one. Just because these guys are so crazy that I don't trust them, and the fact that Gates mentioned this, man. So we're trying to do some more research, and I know I put a we had Greg, by the way, we had Greg Coonan on last week, and I did mention him that to him, not on air, off the air. So we're going to have him back on to talk about some stuff, but I'm going to call him back and get some more information, data from him on that very subject. But let me talk about drinkyourvitamins.com. That's drinkyourvitamins.com, Olalola. I know we got to order some of that for him, too. O-L-A-L-O-A, O-L-A-L-O-A, that's drinkyourvitamins.com, that's Olalola. And there probably is the best package. If you guys are looking for something, you don't take pills, just pour this in water or juice. But his has got like 25 to 30 minerals and vitamins. It's the best on the best on the market. It doesn't have any garbage in it, and it tastes good. They have like a tropical and a raspberry cranberry flavor. I know me and Nick try it and use it. We love it, and I know Nikki does too. And that's Olalola, and their phone number is 1-800-895-50. That's 1-800-895-50 for Olalola. We had him on last week. Greg was just phenomenal last week. We hope you enjoyed him. We're going to get him back. That's Olalola for drinkyourvitamins.com, drinkyourvitamins.com, 1-800-895-50, 1-800-895-50. We believe if you take a few of the nutraceuticals that we think are pretty good products that we actually use ourselves, it will definitely strengthen your immune system, guys, but you'll be better off for it. And Keith Morley at Super Good Stuff and Greg, they'll talk to you. They're good people. They really are. And mention us and get some discounts at supergoodstuff.com and Olalola at drinkyourvitamins.com because they're great people. All right. And they got good products, so we love it. Hey, our good buddy at Cancer Control, I got to call Frank and get him on. If you guys are looking for an alternative medicine doctor in wherever you live in the United States or throughout the world, go to www.cancercontrolsociety.com. That's www.cancercontrolsociety.com. Our phone number is 323-663-7801, 323-663-7801. That's www.cancercontrolsociety.com, www.cancercontrolsociety.com. They'll give you a chance to get an alternative medicine doctor or whatever problem you might be having or ailment, and they'll help you out. So they're great people at the Cancer Control. Even though you don't got cancer, they'll just finally help you find an alternative medicine doctor. They're extremely knowledgeable in alternative medicine as well. So they have an Educate program, guys, and they take trips down to Mexico all the time into the clinics, and it's a wonderful little event. So, you know, give them a call. They're wonderful people, Frank, and we'll get Frank on as soon as possible, too. Another good smart man is Nick Delgado. www.delgadoprotocols.com. That's delgadoprotocols.com. 949-813-0000. 949-813-0000 for DelgadoProtocols.com. Check out Nick. He is a good guy. Our good buddy at www.healthsolutionsexpo.com. Check out our website at www.healthsolutionsexpo.com. Check her out. Okay. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, check out his movie 1986.com for Vax. It's always good to see that. Robert Rowan for ozone, guys, really good stuff. Go to Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, Dr. Rowan, R-O-W-E-N, and Dr. Sue, S-U.com. Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue.com, Dr. Rowan, Dr. Sue.com. If you're looking for ozone, they're very knowledgeable on that, and even Mark knows who Rowan is. He recommends him too as well. So good stuff there. All right, if you're looking for a powder, worldsgreatestvitaminc.com, worldsgreatestvitaminc.com at 1-800-674-3250, 1-800-674-3250. And it's non-GMO, made in America, and it comes in, it's 4,000 milligrams a scoop. And it's a powder, so you just put it in your liquid, and it just goes right into your body. So it's always good to get powder if you can. Check them out at worldsgreatestvitaminc.com. At worldsgreatestvitaminc.com and 1-800-674-3250, 1-800-674-3250. Our good buddy at Relaxaunas, can't say enough, and this is Phil. If wherever you live and you live in cold climate or you can't get out, if you go in the sauna for 30 minutes a day, it increases circulation, helps relieve pain, improves detoxification, helps clear cellulite and acne, decreases stiffness and swelling, decreases inflammation, improves cardiovascular condition, it burns calories, promotes healthy immune system, relieves tension, stress, fatigue, it's invigorating, helps you feel great, helps you with depression and autism, helps you with Lyme disease and fibromyalgia as well. But go to www.relaxsaunas.com. That's www.relaxsaunas.com. Phil's phone number is 626 area code, 626. 200-200-8454, 200-200-8454, that's 200-200-8454, 626, this is area code, that's 200-8454 for www.relaxsaunas.com. Now, about the sauna, it's not completely gigantic, it zips up, it takes about 5 minutes to 10 minutes to top set up. It's therapeutic. It's infrared. If you go in it for about 30 minutes a day like I do, it's just my skin and my body fat, anti-aging, it has it all. And he has a trial back if you don't like it. But you know, once you get in it, you know, it's great. And it's not bulky. It doesn't take up tons of parts in your apartment or house. It doesn't cost $3,000 and $4,000 and $5,000. I think you get it one for about $1,200, I think, right in there, or maybe, yeah, right in there with tax and everything, I think, right, pretty much right in there. But it's wonderful. I can't say enough about the sauna just because it does so many things. So we recommend it. So check them out. Check Phil out at relaxsaunas.com. And it heats up instantaneously, by the way. It doesn't take 30 minutes to heat up. As soon as you put it on, within like 20, 30 seconds, it is hot. And it's just wonderful, and you'll just enjoy it, and you'll just be able to do so many more things. And that's www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com at 626 area code, 200-8454, 200-8454. Okay, we're done with announcements, and we're happy about that. And we had a lot of good stuff, products, too, that we recommend. Okay, I hope my phone's okay. We're going to have David Resnick on at 10, but we're going to get Mark on. Nick, do you have a couple comments? Want to talk for a few minutes?
I just wanted to say, you know, with the whole COVID thing dying down, you know, that's why they started beefing up Ukraine, among other reasons
right.
here. But, of course, Anthony Fauci was having his has-been celebrity moment. He's been popping his head up a couple of times and telling everybody, remember me. Don't forget about me. But the latest one that he's come up with a couple days ago over the weekend, he goes, I want, because he's counting on retiring, which would be great, but I don't think he deserves to retire. I think he deserves to be put in prison.
Jail cell for the rest of his life.
But he's saying, I want to make sure that we're really out of this before I end my time. So he's not planning on going anywhere just yet. He still wants to stick around and call the shots, and he's still pushing for lockdowns and masks, mandatory masks and all this other stuff that nobody's buying anymore. I mean, you know, except for some brainwashed people who I still see walking around with masks on, even though they're not even required anymore.
Right. You know, Nick, this is not happening in Arizona, different parts of California, and, of course, the Midwest, the South. No one is doing this, but because of what Newsom and the propaganda and the media in the Republic of California, unfortunately, and, of course, in Los Angeles, there are still people, yeah, I know, but this is not happening everywhere else in America. But unfortunately, they have brainwashed and scared and just done a number in parts of California. Not all of California, but parts of California. It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
I was in a supermarket yesterday, and I couldn't believe all the people wearing masks. I'm like, what the hell are you wrong?
They've been conditioned.
They've been conditioned, and they're just completely brainwashed.
And now they're being conditioned. I mean, because now that the notes have been taken and the data has been collated and all of that. With the whole Ukraine thing, what they're pushing now is you have to support Ukraine or you support Putin. So you have to walk around with the Ukrainian flag on and all the rest
God.
Of that. And they're doing it.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, I'm sorry, but we don't have a side in this. Okay. I know, well, if all the stuff that I have been reading about and listening to some experts is true. This Ukrainian-Russian thing is a big, giant distraction. It's part of a bigger plan that Putin is part of, and Kolensky, I think that's how you pronounce his name, whatever. But who's a puppet? You know, he's a Great Reset puppet. He was installed. That's why they had the big coup in 2014. And
yeah.
I mean, it's become a giant mess, and yet the people in the United States are being asked to pick sides, and it's just like, well, I don't have a side in this. I'm not picking a side.
Right.
Okay, I really don't care, honestly, who comes out on top in this. And you know, oh, but Nick, that means you're on Putin's side. It's like, no, I'm not. You know what side I'm not on? I'm not on the globalist side,
right.
who are pushing this whole thing.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nick, look, 30 biolabs were in the country, and they broke the treaty. They broke the treaty saying that because Putin said you could be an independent state, fine. Let your people.
You just can't be part of NATO.
Yeah, but just can't be part of NATO, and they broke the treaty, and they put 30 biolabs, which came from the money from taxpayer dollars, so he went in.
But here's the thing. Like, you notice that the mainstream media is saying, oh, there were no biolabs there. That's just a hoax.
30.
And, you know, so the mainstream media is pushing that whole stupid narrative now,
right.
too. And
right.
yet here we're supposed to believe the fake stream media after what they did with the Hunter Biden laptop computer.
Right.
Which they just had come out and said, okay, over the weekend, okay, Hunter, we lied to you all this time. The Hunter Biden laptop story is true. All the stuff that's on it is true. And yet now we're supposed to believe that they're not lying to us this time about what the biolabs in the Ukraine. by the way, which George Soros has a vested interest in. But how does anybody trust mainstream media? They've been lying to us solid, I mean, provably lying to us solid for the last 2 years. Then they lied about Hunter Biden. Then they lied about, now they're lying about the biolabs. They've consistently lied to us about everything. That fat turd Brian Stelter's out there. I don't understand why people don't believe us anymore. They're tuning us out and tuning in alternative media when we're the ones who are credible. And it's like, dude, you're not credible. You absolutely got mainstream media. I don't care which one it is. ABC, NBC, CBS, all their affiliates, CNN, and the rest of them have zero credibility. Zero. None. Nada.
Yeah.
I mean, they lied to us for 2 years about the whole effects of the COVID. They pushed the propaganda on that. That's all they are, is propaganda outlets.
Yeah, I know.
They've got people have been dying from the vaccine, these fake vaccines, you know, the bioweapons. And they've been pushing them as like, this is the only way that you're going to survive. And now, even with them panicking over people not wearing the masks and not getting vaccinated, they're like, okay, just sweep everything we just told you for the last 2 years under the rug, and we're on to the next story to keep you in a panic mode. You know, Biden, Vladimir Putin might use nukes, and this is like, we're on to World War III. Like, you know, I don't buy it any. I just buy none of it. I don't buy what our politicians are telling us. They've gotten people killed. They've ignored the frontline doctors. They bastardized and demonized ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and quercetin, and all the rest of these drugs that actually work.
Nutraceuticals.
Yeah, they demonize those in favor of the vaccine's the only thing that's going to save you, and yet the vaccine has been killing people and putting people in the hospitals more so. Doctors have been coming out and saying that. And just over the weekend, Dr. Sarah Beth Hartledge, who's the Louisville vaccine director, she's been a hardcore advocate for vaccines. Well, she's 36 years old, and she just died over the weekend.
Oh, really? She took – oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a story that just came out. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
I don't know who she is other than what the article has told me, but apparently, she's for the vax and the double vax, triple vax, quadruple vax, and whatever.
Right,
and
right, she's gone.
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah.
So it's like, again, why is anybody buying any of the mainstream narrative about what's going on in Ukraine at this point?
Right. Right.
So.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree, Nick, and it's unbelievable. And I would also say, Nick, that the stuff I turned off mainstream media 2 years ago in the middle of March because the propaganda was COVID the dog, COVID the trees, COVID the sidewalk, COVID the air. Everything was COVID. So, I turned it off 2.5 years ago, and we watch movies or something, but we don't watch the mainstream media because the lies and the propaganda are just horrific, just horrific.
Yeah, exactly. And it's been getting people hospitalized because of their propaganda.
Right.
I mean, remember when all of this thing first started? They just went full bore on it. Again, my reaction was just, oh, gee, well, here we go again, because we've been bombarded with this stuff every couple of years for a decade.
Yeah.
But the amount of panic that they put into people was absolutely stupid. People lost their livelihoods. People lost their lives. Kids were committing suicide because they couldn't get out and socialize with anybody. The whole homeschooling thing. And these teachers, these communist teachers in the schools are still pushing it. And it's been nothing but detrimental to people's health. I remember when they tried to demonize zinc, which has been on store shelves for forever. Don't get out in the sun and get your vitamin D levels up, which is
crazy.
One of the big requirements for your immunity health. And it's just like, please stop listening to mainstream media. All they're doing is lying to you. And it's been absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they went after Joe Rogan. They've gone after look what they did to Joseph Mercola.
Oh, I know.
His website.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, if some mainstream media person comes up to me, you have to believe me. I'm just going to be like, take every ounce of strength I've got not to do Negan, not to pull a Negan on them.
Right.
In case anybody's unaware of that, go watch The Walking Dead. Okay, and you'll find out who Negan is. You can look him up online, too.
Oh, God.
Just remember this. Baseball bat and barbed wire.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, I'm gonna call Mark in here.
Okay, by the way, Nick is on tonight on Studio A from 7 to 9, and he's back on tonight from 7 to 9, so he's not done yet. Okay. Oh, he's on again tonight.
Oh, no, I can go on for quite a while, believe me.
Good morning.
Morning,
hey,
Mark.
How's it going?
Hey. By the way, I got some sunshine, but I haven't been outside, so I don't know about the thing. But yesterday was unbelievable when they chemmed us by 11 o'clock yesterday morning. We were completely chemmed. But do you got some news for us?
Yeah, you know, you have to remember that the chemtrails are a part of this biowarfare.
I agree.
That's going on, and it's been going on for, to my knowledge, over 20 years.
Right.
People can reference, you know, H.R. 2977, which Dennis Kucinich and others authored, which was originally the original version of the Space Preservation Act, to not weaponize space or our atmosphere. And if you go into, I believe it's Section 7, under the terms of what they define as space-based weapons, they list by name chemtrails, or a.k.a. geoengineering for the people that are at Harvard that are running the main the main thrust of this program. But yeah, I noticed it, and the thing that people should remember about this is that 5G is rampant in the United States, and that the chemtrails make us better receptors for any kind of electromagnetic waves that get sent out. And they can do everything from remotely induced disease via these magnetic waves or electromagnetic frequency waves in conjunction with what's going on with the geoengineering program that's rampant worldwide. And so people like you mentioned earlier, the sauna, good for getting rid of heavy metals. The less metals in your body, the less you become a receiver of whatever they're sending out. And especially with this 5G, I recommend that everybody listen to Martin Paul's work on what the effect of 5Gs and 4G does to us via any kind of thing, whether it's Bluetooth earplugs that you put in to listen to your favorite shows or talk on the phone, your cell phones, your laptops, all of that stuff is designed to have a physiological negative effect on us. And the chemtrails and the 5G are just at the top of this particular program. And the thing is that people cannot prevent themselves from breathing. So chemtrail is probably the most sinister thing, because everybody has to breathe so many times a minute. And we have to remember that Bill Gates is a very fond funder of the geoengineering program.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that analogy of, when it comes to chemtrails, you know how to get rid of an invasive species. And by the way, the globalists do consider 95% of the population to be an invasive species.
Right, right.
Or useless eaters.
Or useless eaters. But if you have a like a pond, or you know, any kind of waterway that has an invasive species of like fish in it, you know what the technique for getting rid of them is? Is to poison the pond. The only problem with it is it gets rid of everything, not just the invasive species, but I've seen them do it. So you take that analogy and you put that into the chemtrails, the biowarfare with the vaccines and everything else. They're poisoning the pond right now.
Well, the pond is the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing is that, and I'm pretty sure that Bill Deagle mentioned it about the Dracos and so forth, that they may thrive better in this poisoned atmosphere because they're not human.
Right.
You know, there's not just humans on this planet, at least according to Bill Deagle, who I think is pretty knowledgeable on the subject. So we have to concern ourselves with, you know, is it the restructuring of this atmosphere making these non-human species that are on this planet more viable and a better thriving environment for them, but a worse environment for us?
It's possible. Maybe we're being terraformed to somebody else's.
Well, you got to remember, they also want to push for transhumanism.
Oh, God, I know. That's just absolutely, you know, just beyond
words. It's the same way with genetically modified seed, right? They want to make the seed so it's immune to any kind of pesticide control. So whenever any kind of insect or any type of thing that ruins the crops, attacks the crops, well, the poison's already in the crop, and it poisons those insects, and they die. Well, then the people that eat those GMO crops, they get poisoned as well. So,
yeah, and look at what it did to the bees, which are absolutely essential to the pollination process.
Right. Well, that's
essential to the food chain.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then I think it was up in Michigan, some guy crossbred a bunch of different bees and made them immune to the genetically modified plants that had the insecticides built into it, and the federal government came in and destroyed his hives.
Well, yeah.
Go figure that out.
Think about Fukushima. I talked to a guy named Ken Rolla at 5D, and he told me something that blew my mind. It was that in real time, for every problem or situation that exists on this earth, its solution exists in the same time frame. And what he said was, I asked him, well, what about Fukushima? He goes, there's scientists that know how to reverse the radiation and make it inert. He said, but they have got death threats for offering to clean up the mess in Fukushima. Because once you re-engineer the radiation, you can make it less and less poisonous to the point where it's not toxic at all. And there are several scientists in Russia, and I believe in Japan too, who offered to clean up the mess there. And they were told they weren't interested and not to try to promote it any further. And it's the same thing with the frequencies for cell phones and for laptops and for Wi-Fi and all that stuff. There is another set of frequencies that are not harmful for humans, but yet they choose to use the ones that are very dangerous to us. And you can look up the work by Paul Martin and also Dr. Klinghart, who've done extensive research on those very things, showing that they are a whole complete set of frequencies they could use that don't hurt human beings, but they purposely choose not to use them. Because these people all believe in the dictates written on the Georgia Guidestones.
Of course.
There's too many useless eaters, and unfortunately, you and I are part of that group.
Also, too, guys, the chemtrails was also designed to, because the bees cannot navigate, it screws up with their navigation as they're flying because of the heavy barium and the aluminum and a gas. And that's why they have problems flying and navigating, is because of all the chem. They never had problems flying before, but they got problems flying now with all the chem in the air. it screws with their navigational system, and they just it doesn't do good for them. So it's very bad. Very bad. And yeah.
All insects, all animals, what they do is they're able to navigate based on the magnetic field of the planet. And with geoengineering and the manipulation of facilities like HARP, it messes with the electromagnetic field of the planet, and then that messes with the navigation systems of bees, whales, dolphins, you name it, because that's what they use to migrate. They use the electromagnetic field, and when that field gets altered, then they get thrown off. That's why you're seeing certain marine animals being beached, or you see certain animals in places that they shouldn't be. And that's because the electromagnetic field is being manipulated through geoengineering and the pulsation of HARP, which is, there's more than one HARP facility around the world, excuse me, and they're able to do that between the both of those things.
Yeah.
And sadly, it's not good for animals or humans.
Right.
But don't worry. The mainstream media says it's all perfectly fine and normal.
Oh man.
Well, I would say that the lamestream media, which you mentioned before, is no use at this time to anybody, because we know the people that are telling them what messages to give out are the same people that are orchestrating what's going on in Ukraine, the same people that are orchestrating the geoengineering program, the same people that are orchestrating the GMO program, the same people that are interacting with BlackRock, the World Economic Forum, and all these organizations that have a eugenicist oligarchical view of this planet and the people on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had something I wanted to play a few minutes of, and
okay.
It's from Dr. Jane Ruby.
Okay.
And it's on the recent FOIA documents that have been released from Pfizer.
Okay.
And I'm just going to play part of it because I know we only have about 10 minutes till
okay,
the break.
Yeah, okay.
So here it goes.
Startling revelations of how the lot numbers of Pfizer and Moderna show not only how the death and disability is distributed, but how the companies are working together to pace out the most deadly lot numbers, many of which are still in circulation. And they also found that they can contain up to 1.5 million doses per lot. The team also discovered through their expert statistical analyses that the vials contain many different and unknown things, due to the tremendous variations in injuries per lot numbers. And from their own top-line review of the March 1st Pfizer FOIA release that Pfizer and the FDA, by the way, fought to keep hidden for 75 years, the team now has discovered the proof that these companies committed fraud by intentionally skipping the FDA-required safety testing, much of which I've been calling out for the last 6 to 12 months, from my experience in pharma industry on the medical side. Well, Sasha Latipova is here today from Team Enigma to help us break the story. Sasha, welcome to the Dr. Jane Ruby Show again with another bombshell report. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Dr. Ruby, for inviting me.
Absolutely. Every time we have you and the group come on, it's just one discovery after another. So tell us what your top line of the findings are from this FOIA release.
So I have reviewed a package that's called non-clinical studies. And as you know, this is experiments in cell lines and animals prior to the start of human experiments. So before you can go and test a new drug in humans in clinical trials, you're, as a manufacturer, you're supposed to perform several tests, including tests in, or actually very, very many tests in
absolutely
cell lines, and then in animals, such as small animals like rats and mice, and then larger ones In this case, non-human primates, we used rhesus monkeys. So these experiments are your non-clinical package that then you take to the FDA before you start human experiments.
Correct.
And apply for the human experiments.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I have actually done tutorials on my show showing people the stages, or what we call the phases, of clinical research, starting with the preclinical, as you said, animals in petri dishes, and then going on from phases 1 through 3. And then when a company gets its approval rightfully, then they go on to phase 4, which is post-marketing safety surveillance. And would you not agree, like what I saw, which didn't surprise me, because I never saw evidence of human pharmacokinetics. All I saw were 3 rats, a very brief study of PK in 3 rats. But I know you're going to lay that out, so I'll let you continue.
Yes, I was shocked, and I'm not surprised that they were fighting to keep it secret for 75 years, because at the minimum this demonstrates tremendous incompetence, but we know better now to call it incompetence. It's collusion and fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And the shocking part is that the manufacturer is what the manufacturer is doing, but also what the FDA is not pushing back at all. So the things that they put forward, they were just incredible. So, for example, the only efficacy study before they went into humans was in rhesus monkeys. They used only 6 monkeys in a vaccinated arm and 3 monkeys in control arm. And the shocking part was that the monkeys did not get ill from COVID. Even after they were sprayed with the virus into the nose and throat directly, none of the monkeys were ill from COVID. And they just didn't develop illness. And in this study, Pfizer concluded that their vaccine was protective. Based on what? If your animal does not develop illness, neither vaccinated nor placebo controlled, how can you make that statement? Yet they go ahead and make the statement that their vaccine is efficacious.
Well, let me stop you to tease that out for a moment. If they were testing their supposed vaccine, I could see where they would say, look, the animals didn't get ill. So why would that be some kind of deviation? I do understand what you're saying about if placebo animals and treated animals don't get sick, you don't have a finding at all, really. You just don't have a difference.
Yeah, there's no finding at all. They also themselves conclude in the study that this is potentially a model. This animal is a model for infection but not for disease. So, but then in the next statement, they're saying, oh, our vaccine is efficacious, and we also prevented ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement. Based on what? Your animals didn't get sick. So they chose a model, the animal, that doesn't get ill from COVID to study COVID illness.
I see what you mean. It was from the start a fraudulent model.
A fraudulent model.
Right.
The study should have been redone. So what they should have done is said, we made a mistake. We thought this is a model. It's not a model. We have to do some. We have to find another animal or model where animals do get sick from COVID. So that's one. That's their only efficacy study they did. They used 9 animals.
It's unbelievable.
They went into millions of humans.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question. Is there some way we can find out, or is there anything that Team Enigma up to now has found that maybe we haven't talked about yet that would show that maybe they did human, early phase 1 work where they looked at PK or they looked at early safety, possibly a little bit of proof of concept and efficacy that we're just not seeing yet? Could they be holding something back? I mean, I don't know why they would, but how do we know we have, there isn't more evidence or studies that they did test in humans? Maybe it failed and the humans died and they're not telling us, but I'm just saying, did you have any evidence along the way that they tested anything in humans before they rolled this out?
No, actually, I have evidence in this package, in the non-clinical package, that they were not even planning to. So the human...
Yeah, can you tell us where that is? Like what section?
Okay, Mark, we're going to have to cut this. We're going into the break.
The reason for that is because they're stating in several places that safety pharmacology...
Yes.
Safety pharmacology is not required, or not needed for them. And this is even the clinical phase. So you need to do safety pharmacology in the clinical phase, and then that's the safety pharmacology in the human phase.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyper-thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
we're back with Natural Healthy Connections on Revolution Radio. But we've got to, we're going to bring on Dr. David Resnick and I think get Mark back as well.
Yeah, I had to drop him because he was running into the break.
Yeah, I know. He just called me back on the other phone. Did you get him back?
We got him back.
Okay. Mark, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We're going to bring on Dr. David Resnick, and we got this from Tom Quinn, so our good buddy up north with another radio program on KSCO. Is it KFCO? That's wonderful.
Yeah, Tom Quinn is in it.
Yeah, Tom Quinn is just a gentleman. Yeah. So we're calling Dr. David Resnick right now and get him on. So hopefully, and get him on and have some fun with him.
Get him on, let him introduce himself.
Yeah, that's right.
And his contact information, of course.
Hello, this is Dave.
Dr. Resnick, welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program, and this is Natural Healthy Connections on Revolution Radio. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, your website is drdavidresnick.com?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
Well, I mean, you don't have to put the doctor in front.
Okay.
It's just my first name and last name, no space, davidresnick.com. That'll get you there.
Okay, Resnick. Okay, got it. All right. So, Doc, you want to do a little introduction about what you do, and then we'll get into some stuff.
Okay. Well, I have a PhD in chemistry and two BS degrees, one in chemistry and one in biology. I've worked in the pharmaceutical industry around 20 years, approximately 20 years. I worked on arthritis, emphysema, parasites, cancer, and AIDS, and I've been working continuously on cancer as a researcher, not as part of a drug company or biotech company since 1996. I published a book on cancer research for researchers on the chromosomal imbalance theory of cancer for cancer researchers. And I've been a critic of the contagious HIV hypothesis of AIDS since 1985, along with Peter Duisberg and a whole host of international people, professionals around the world, including journalists and all kinds of people. And in February of 2020, a journalist friend of mine, John Rappaport, called me on the phone, told me about this latest viral phony pandemic, this COVID thing. And I said, John, I don't want to get involved with this. It'll be just like the SARS, the MERS, and the swine flu, and the Zika, and all these other phony things. And he said, no, Dave, it's different this time. And then it didn't take me long to realize this is the first time in history that the whole world has agreed to do the same thing at the same time using the exact same language. And I realized, oh, my Lord, it's a global AIDS scam, but they call it COVID this time. And so I've been working full time since February of 2020 fighting this thing. I've worked with lawyers on four continents now, including the United States, and I'm currently working with some in Germany and hopefully the United States to prosecute the PCR fraud, the PCR test fraud for COVID. And so basically that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, David, I was going to ask you, are you working directly with Rainer Fielmick in the COVID committee in Germany?
Yes.
Because
I don't know if it's with the COVID committee, but definitely with him, yes.
Yeah, because his whole thrust is proving that the PCR test is based on a bunch of false assumptions and that it was inactive. And even I think he references Kerry Mullis's comments that the PCR test was never designed to identify any kind of infectious disease, only gene sequences of any kind of pathogen. So if you magnify it over so many cycles, you can find anything in anybody.
Well,
so therefore, the tests were not really accurate to do what they were saying they were doing.
Correct that a little bit. Terry invented PCR, the polymerase chain reaction, which was not a test. It was a scientific procedure to amplify any small segment of DNA to as large a quantity as you want. It was never intended to be a test for anything. People turned that technique into a test, which is totally bogus, and he was opposed to it from the very beginning, that it cannot, just amplifying bits and pieces of genetic material cannot tell you whether or not you have a disease, whether or not you have an infectious disease, an infectious agent is present, or anything can't. For example, I just give people a practical example of how it cannot do that. When you take a small segment, a few hundred nucleotides long, for example, and you amplify it up a billion fold or something, okay, you've got a billion copies of this small segment of nucleic acid. But it doesn't tell you anything other than the sequence of those nucleotides and possible coding for amino acids from that small thing. It would be like using a PCR amplification to diagnose a disease or the presence of an infectious agent would be like looking at a pile of bricks and then trying to discern from this pile of bricks that were knocked down what the structure of the building or whatever the structure was before it was knocked down. You can't do it. It's just bits and pieces of debris that cannot tell you anything about what it came from. That's just a simple way to do it. Another guy who's a virologist, I'm a chemist, I'm not a virologist, Kalischer, I believe his name, he was asked about this COVID business, and he said if anybody just studies nucleic acid, it would be like using somebody's fingerprints to determine if they had bad breath. In other words, there's no connection with reality. There is no such thing as a PCR test for anything.
Okay, but the whole reason for them basing the caseload on it is because they could manipulate it from the very start.
You would not have COVID pandemic if it were not for the PCR test. The symptoms of COVID are identical, according to the CDC, identical to a seasonal flu. So in order to create a pandemic, you couldn't say it was just the flu because they've been spouting that nonsense for decades that never happened, and they can't do anything about it anyway. So they had to invent something out of thin air, COVID-19. They used a PCR test to do that. It's that simple. You get rid of the PCR test, and guess what vanishes overnight? COVID.
Yeah, but the one thing that won't vanish overnight is the amount of people that died as a result of all of the false information and the false medical protocols that have been implemented.
That's absolutely true, and they're going to continue to die in their millions this year.
Now, I had a question about the bioweapon shot itself. There is a lot of talk that they're going to use a lot of the same technology in the COVID injection and the new flu vaccines. Do you have information on that?
Oh, they're going to use it every which way they can. They're bringing up the HIV nonsense all over again. So they're going to use this technology. They haven't run its course yet. They said, boy, we got a gold mine here. It uses mRNA stuff. They can crank these things out on a weekly basis, these nonsense, dangerous, deadly weapons, overnight, just based on computer-generated sequences. It's real easy to do, and these machines can synthesize these things, and they have no meaning whatever, but they are deadly. They're dangerous and deadly.
Yeah, the BBC recently reported that the boosters have HIV as a part of the attachment mechanism for the spike protein, and they announced that on the BBC. What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, that's kind of old news. The sequence that they have a number of sequences. The spike protein that they're using in these injections, the nucleic acid, those are synthetic nucleotide sequences. They are made in a laboratory. You can do anything. They're like tinker toys. Chemists like amino acids. I used to do the same thing with amino acids. Now they're doing it with nucleotides. You can string these things together any sequence that you like. There's coronaviral sequences in there. There's HIV sequences in there. There's also a human, a four amino acid string. It's proline, arginine, arginine, alanine. They call it PRRA. That is a sequence that is recognized by a human serine protease called furin on the surface of cells that allow for this the spike protein to bind to the cell, and then the furin now can clip it, and the thing can insert into the cell. So, I mean, this has been known, my Lord, since 2020.
Now, are you familiar with any protocols that block that process?
I can't think of anything other than don't get jabbed.
Yeah, because Judy Mikovich mentioned just briefly about the use of CERAMENT for people that have got this bile injection.
Use of what? I'm sorry?
The use of CERAMENT, but it had to be pharmaceutical grade. It couldn't be extracted, in her estimation, from pine needles. She said it had to be a pharmaceutical grade of CERAMENT, and it would help with a lot of the negative effects of this.
I'm not familiar with that at all.
Okay.
There's too many things in those injections. You can't, I mean, there's the nanoparticles, there's the RNA for spike protein, there's these the lipid nanoparticles, and apparently there's also these graphene nanoparticles in there, and there seems to be titanium, I don't know if it's titanium, aluminum, and other things that are in there. I mean, there are
some parasites are in there as well.
Yeah, that's what they said. I've looked at those little pictures that look like little octopuses or squids or something. Could be, who knows? One thing that is clear that we do know, even from, for example, Pfizer and Moderna's and some of these other their data, the vials don't, from vial to vial, they don't contain the same stuff from lot to lot. All these lots seem to be different. And, there are different concentrations of the various of the same things, different amounts here, less of that, and so on. It's a total, complete experiment. We have absolutely no idea what are in each one of these injections, but we do know that they're different from place to place, region to region, from lot to lot.
Yeah, we do know that Pfizer, Moderna, J&J have sequenced the distribution and the numbering of these batches in order to track the ones that are most severe and deadly and the ones that are most benign in order to calculate which ones will do the most damage and to not have interference with the batches from the different manufacturers. What's your take on that one?
Yeah, I've looked at two different, been following this this stuff for some time now. There are two groups. It's Craig Partygooper. He's a scientist in England. And then there's Alberto, I forget his last name now all of a sudden. These two groups are working together, and they're analyzing the VAERS data and other data around here, and they're showing systematic, intentional experiments going on here with some lots. They look to be stepped down toxicity doses or stepped up, depending on which one you want to look at it. Some of the doses seem to be not toxic at all. It's experimental. What's going on? The public is being experimented on as if they were laboratory animals. They have all these various lots, all these various ingredients that are in these things. They're given to people. One of the reasons I personally think that the VAERS and other reporting systems have not been taken down completely, because we're using a lot of the VAERS data ourselves as a weapon against Fauci and the pharmaceutical companies, but this is one way for them to get feedback on how toxic these things are and on, according to which lot number, because all of the VAERS, each VAER report requires that you include the lot number. So the manufacturers and the other people behind the scenes can analyze the data, but so can anybody else because it's publicly accessible. And when you look at it, you can see that there's clear intent in this because it's not random. The stuff that's going on is not random. It's by design, and it's very, very sinister.
Yeah, well, Michael Yeadon had mentioned about the batches, that the amount of error produced in these batches is so extraordinarily high, it could not be done accidentally.
That's right.
It was done with intention. But also Robert Malone mentioned that if you know the number and the letter of each batch, you'd be able to track people that have got this injection, be able to track if they've got one that is very deadly or one that is very benign. Do you know how that numbering system works?
Well, you could go to Carter Cooper or let's see what those websites are again. It was Craig Carter Cooper, his website. And I guess to it's on BitChute, you know, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, and then dash P-A-A-R-D-E-K-O-O-P-E-R, and you can get his data. And then there's the other one, the complimentary. I wish I could remember Alberto's last name, but his is called Welcome to Eagle 88. That's a website that you can go to, Welcome to Eagle 88. And you can see his work where they do pretty much the same thing, and they correlate the batches, the lot numbers with the severity report of diseases, deaths, injuries. And you can go to their website, and they have videos where they explain this stuff pretty clearly. I try to look at it every day, look for anything
now,
new these guys have been doing.
Now, people have received their vaccine card. Aren't those cards supposed to have the lot number and letter on them?
I don't know why they would, because if you say card, guess what? They have to go back and get a second injection, a third injection. In order for that to happen, you'd have to have a different card for each one with a different lot number. I frankly don't think that's true, but I don't know because I've never seen one, and I certainly personally will never go find out. Somebody has to let me know and show me the evidence.
Yes, I just talked to a president of a nutraceutical company who's originally from Canada, and he won't go back because they're requiring that he gets this bile shot to go back to Canada. So he's not going back until they change their mind, and I don't think that Trudeau is going to change his mind since he happens to be a first-class puppet for Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, I don't want folks to think that things are anywhere near over. They're not. Things are going to get much worse than they did last year. Things are going to get much worse this year, the second half of this year. Looks like there's going to be, it's predicted that there will be a big financial crash in the third to fourth quarter of this year, which I think is inevitable. And in fact, I haven't heard any expert in the area. I'm a scientist. I'm not one of these financial guys. But I haven't heard anybody say otherwise. And you don't have to be a genius to see it coming anyway. It's right before your eyes. Look at the inflation that's going on now. Boy, we haven't seen anything yet. And the food supply is going to dwindle, approximate zero at some point in certain places in the world, almost zero in certain places in the world. You can bet your life that the really poor places like India's not so poor, but they've got a lot of poor people there, and Africa, they're already dying in droves. Right now from what's going on. And the poor people in the industrialized world, they're the hardest hit right now. They have no recourse. They have no leverage, nothing that they can do other than go along with the insanity. They have no choice. They have to ride buses and stuff like that. They can't avoid it like I can, you know, and other people. They have some other form of transportation. Whatever job, they're not qualified for too many things, but whatever they can, if they tell them absolutely you have to wear a stupid mask or get injected, I mean, what are they going to do? They have a family to take care of and things like that. It's up to all of us. I mean, you, me, everybody, people that have means, people that don't have means, whatever. We have to fight this every way that we can, and we have to do it publicly, peacefully, and publicly, and get in their faces and say, no, we're not going to do this. I'm very discouraged here in my own state of North Carolina, where it's not much is happening here. There are groups of people and quite active in some areas, but the numbers are small. And I tell you, I have to take my hat off to the French, the people in Latin America, the Greeks, Germany, Canadians especially. Boy, I was so proud of those people with those trucks driving across country and doing what they did. And we've got the truckers here in the United States doing it too. But that's not enough. People, we have to join these folks. Everybody, and especially in your local community, municipality, your state, county, whatever. We have to rise up all over the place and say no, 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 no.
Agreed. You know, I would add to that, I would think that everybody should push for their governor. I don't know how successful we would be in California with this Nazi Newsom, but if they would follow the model of Florida with Governor DeSantis and declaring with his Surgeon General that we're not going to sweep this under the rug and we have to keep the people who created this accountable, because according to the Surgeon General of Florida, everything that we were told concerning COVID was wrong, and the people that did it knew it was wrong from the get-go. So therefore, the state of Florida and their attorney general is making a statement to the world that they're not going to let this get swept under the rug. And the part that I'm concerned about is only DeSantis is the only governor I know of who's come out publicly and said that. It's, you know, I think the people of this country, I know the people of this country, should force their governors in every way possible to take that same position.
Oh, Lord. Those days are behind us. They aren't there anymore. Elections, people are hoping that the midterm elections, certainly they are, a lot of them here in North Carolina, and elections are totally pointless now. They're unreliable. They're too slow. They're corrupt. Because look who runs them. The corrupt system runs it. My wife and I spent we were on the road all of this past January, drove across country from North Carolina to California up in the Bay Area to retrieve our stuff that we left behind when we moved to North Carolina in 2017. And so we took 40 across the country, and most of the states along the way, especially south of Florida, 40, Interstate 40, they are to varying degrees almost normal. Places like Alabama and Arkansas, certain parts of Texas, Tennessee, and even a little south and east of us here, although we didn't go down the way, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida for sure. New Mexico, less so. Arizona, sort of a little bit less so. Southern California, I would put in the same category as North Carolina right now. But Northern California, the Bay Area, I mean, to me, it reminded me of Vichy France during Nazi occupation. Did you know it was heartbreaking. My favorite city in all the world used to be San Francisco. Now I can't stand the place. And it's a wasteland right now, psychologically a wasteland. And so you forget about governors, forget about all that. It's up in our hands now, the people, you, me, people listening to this program. You have to get out, join up with other people. Your community is build a community again, face people, talk to people, enjoy each other's company. That's what we're doing right here in our local area in North Carolina. I just wish it was larger, you know. We're setting up these co-ops and things to serve all sorts of purposes. It's just like rebuilding a local community. We are not going to salvage the United States. It is not salvageable. None of these countries is salvageable. They're going to have to be built anew. And I don't mean build back better. That's what the authoritarians, we're in the process of destruction right now. It's demolition. We're in demolition mode right now, where small businesses and mid-sized businesses, over a million of them have already disappeared for good. You know, they're not coming back like it used to be. And so we have to build it, not back. No, we have to build forward, brand new. And we're going to have to think about it locally and everything. You know, we're, the United States is finished. It really is finished, the United States that we knew. The only thing, the only hope is if regionally, locally, it's got to start locally first and then maybe regionally, like the South. The South is hell of a lot better than the North in terms of what's going on, and a hell of a lot better than Northern California, you know. And then there's places in between, like North Carolina, Southern California, you know. I mean, if people don't understand that it's finished, that the old ways of thinking and doing are finished, there's not much hope for people surviving or turning this thing to the way it ought to be.
Yeah, well, I wasn't looking to the elections to have these governors be motivated. I was looking at public push to the governorship to do what DeSantis is doing, not waiting for elections, not waiting for a certain candidate, but who's ever in that office. They get pressure from the public to do what he's doing and not to wait for any kind of election. That was my thrust on that one.
I understand. What kind of pressure do you have in mind?
Whatever kind of political pressure will work on them, you know.
Forget political
I don't
pressure.
I don't know what happened with DeSantis, but he obviously made the right decision to do that.
Well, I think he wasn't bought. First of all, that was a head start. He wasn't already co-opted. The big shots in California and New York. I mean, these guys were criminal and been co-opted for a very, very, very long time. I think Florida was just lucky that they had a governor who was not already bought, you know, and it gave much easier for people. They had a leader there that the people could actually follow as an example. We have to be our own leaders now. We have any kind of pressure that you're going to put on a government that's bought. It's going to have to be public, peaceful, public, and constant. It's going to have to be in your face type of stuff, like what the Canadians did. And then we learned some stuff. From that incident up there. The very, very important thing, the Canadian government shut down all of the bank accounts of all the people that donated, you know, contributed.
Yeah, they stole
$20 million
worth of funds.
Yes, they don't. And then they had this map that was up for a short period of time where they had these little red dots on it that showed you the locale of each individual who had their bank accounts closed. That was instantaneous. In other words, that's already there. If they can do it in Canada, they can do it here in the United States, they can do it anywhere in the world, you see. That, they opened the window up there right there, and they shut it down really close, fast, I think, because they didn't want to scare everybody. They didn't want to scare the people in the United States that could happen to us.
Well,
but it can.
One thing in this country that differentiates us from them is – We still have in force the Second Amendment, and there are millions of people that hold that amendment sacred and the use of it sacred. And that's what differentiates us from Canada and from Australia, because they don't have that. So that's another
thing.
If it comes to that,
I mean – we don't have fighter planes. We don't have tanks. You know, if it comes out to a shootout, you know, it's got to be peaceful. If it's not peaceful, it justifies these other people to use even stronger force against us.
Agreed.
And they have stronger force than we do.
Yeah. They have stronger force, but they don't have the military. You know, unless they nuke the whole country, the military does not outnumber the population. That was my point.
No, it doesn't. Do you want to go through that?
I do not want to go through that. I would like to see this resolved peacefully and honestly with whatever it takes. But
people are going to have to get out on the streets en masse on a regular basis. And in the faces of the powers that are opposing us, that are trying to enslave us, and say, no, no, no. Any mandate that comes out, ignore it. Don't do it. Do everything that's in our Constitution that says you can do. That's what That's our strength. Our strength is numbers. And if we stay peaceful, the thing is, other people, we need example. You know, you can talk all you want, but the example is the real weapon. It was like during the civil rights movement things. We're going to be killed. We're already being killed in the millions already around the world. It's already a war. We've got casualties, and they are not by any means over yet. Peaceful resistance will lead to more casualties of us, but it's our only hope. And the only way to do that is we have to join together in large numbers all across the country, and especially locally. And don't let your governors, don't let your mayors, don't let your city councils, don't let your school boards get away with any of this insanity. Until we as a people, as parents, as individuals, get in their face, until we do that and stay in their face and say, no, 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 it's only going to get worse.
Yeah. Well, I had another question. There's been a lot of talk, even Anthony Fauci, who I don't listen to at all, but he mentioned in an interview with CNN with the situation in Ukraine that there may be a worldwide outbreak of tuberculosis. And also there's been comments by Bill Gates that there may be an outbreak of smallpox. What's your take on that?
Oh, these two people are liars. They're showmen. They're liars. They're trying to scare people in the direction that they want people to be scared in. This whole thing with the Ukraine and Russia is a smokescreen. It was contrived by the United States of America to begin with over a period of years, and they knew it was going to happen. All they had to do is push the button to make Putin do what they wanted him to do all along. They've been pressuring him. A lot of people have talked about it, written about it, discussed it. I'm not going to go into all those details. It's basically a scheme, the same type of approach that the CIA has been inflicting on the world since it was its inception in 1947. They've been doing this around the world, God, my whole life. There's nothing new here. They just pull the trigger, make this happen.
Solution.
While that's going on, now the government, the World Health Organization, NATO, and our country, and Canada, and other places, they have never, ever lowered the emergency. You know that? Have got rid of the emergency. That allows them at a moment's notice to switch on all kinds of mandates again of anything they want. But they're leaving it off right now because quietly, our country, Canada, other places around the world, the WHO are trying to lead the way on this, is to set up laws. They're trying to now get like Parliament in England and our Congress in the United States and other governments around the world to now pass formal laws. So it'll give the illusion that there's legitimacy here where they can bring in all of their mandates. Won't be mandates anymore. They will be laws. There'll be totalitarian laws on the books that our Congress had voted for, the president signed, that totally abrogates our Constitution and turns us into slaves and makes everybody have these passports, these digital passports and everything. That's what's in the works right now as we speak quietly behind the scenes while everybody is focused on the Ukraine and Russia.
Well, Catherine Fitz said that in order also for society to survive what's happening is we're going to have a parallel economy outside of the one that we currently have.
That's absolutely true, and they're going to be local.
So what is your strategy based on that in your locale?
Well, right now we're active in this right here in our little town of Greensboro, North Carolina. There's the Triad Garden and Food Co-op. A group of people, all different backgrounds. A lot of us raise food, grow food. But other people who don't do any of that. So we have a chef, a French-trained chef that knows how to cook, and we get together and we share things. We're working out our own ways of possibly how to purchase things, you know, swap things. We're working it out as we go. And we got some pretty smart people involved, lots of people. I mean, look at it. The people that build the world, that make things happen, are us, not the billionaires. The billionaires just pay people to do stuff. They don't do anything. The people that get paid, not directly from billionaires, but the people that actually lay our hands on things and do stuff are us, all right? So we can do it without them. Anything that needs to be done, we can do it ourselves without these people. And that's what we're trying to do here with this co-op. Every community is going to have to figure out their own ways, how they're going to do it. There's no other choice. There's no other choice. And this will give us practice. And then fortunately, hopefully there'll be like-minded folks and organizations nearby that we can work with and share things. And like in places like, Florida, it's a whole state. Think of it, the whole state you could work together with anybody in that whole state. That would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. My feeling is similar things could happen in Alabama, which seems to be very, very open. I don't give it much credence in Northern California. I have no hope for those folks up there. You know what really was amazing to me when we were up there, when we were going to get our stuff? There was not a single U-Haul available in the Bay Area. And when we got back here to North Carolina, I found out there was not a single U-Haul available in all of California. Now, I don't know if
everyone
true,
leaving.
But they already left. Did you know?
Yeah, a lot
no,
of people have left California.
Decades. I know. I used to. And, lived in the Bay Area for decades. And guess what? They don't have traffic jams on the Bay Bridge anymore. Have you ever heard of anything like that before, ever?
Not in Frisco, and I've been all over Frisco because my brother lives in Burlingame.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a very, very sad place up there. I don't plan to ever see San Francisco again. Breaks my heart, but I can't help it. The beautiful views and all that are just heartbreaking to me right now. They're just sad. And you see the people that are getting by there, they're like robots. They're like the Borg. The scientific Star Trek, the Borg. They're just walking around. They don't smile. They just like little robots. And they're afraid of everybody.
Yeah, well, that is built into the strategy with that whole thing with mass formation with the public. That psychosis.
It worked.
It's been written about. And, yeah, it worked very well. There's still people walking around in mass when it's 80 degrees out and the wind's blowing 50 miles an hour. So
I don't even talk to people say, how can you talk to them and convince them? I totally ignore them. They're irrelevant. Somebody equated it with being hypnotized, which I think is true. They're basically hypnotized. They're going to have to really suffer something very serious before they wake up. And I don't have time for that. And that's not my nature to inflict that on people anyway. The thing is, my thing is, I'm looking for warriors. Peaceful warriors, like during the civil rights movement and things like that. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for decent human beings that aren't brain dead yet. You know, hopefully they won't get that way. People, other than that, all I care for is that they're good people trying to do the right thing. I don't care. Race, religion, all that stuff. Politics, to me, politics is totally bogus. They're all the politicians are as corrupt as they can be. Even the good ones are corrupt, I don't know what else to say. I guess I made my point.
Yeah. Are you doing any work with Children's Defense Fund and Robert Kennedy?
Yes. Yes, I actually was one of the editors of his book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very lengthy book with a lot of references.
Yeah, it's over 2,000. It's it was the most extraordinary thing I ever read, and the most depressing, especially that last
probably
chapter.
Probably scary too.
Yeah, but I tell you, people need to read it. It's also as an audio book for people. It makes it easier for them because it is a long book. It's constantly going to be updated. It's people point out little things that weren't clear, or if there were any errors that we needed to correct. And I've been involved in that even after it was published, checking on things, getting references for it, things
with,
like that.
With that much information on Fauci, how is it that he's still a free man?
Because he's not the only criminal. His bosses are criminals. The president of the United States is a criminal. And everybody that works for him is a criminal. You got criminals per day. It's organized crime. It's that simple. It's organized crime.
Yeah, because I think Fauci, based on his current behavior, is filling the pressure that his time may be up, because he's not being
too vocal
anymore.
The guy's, what, 80, in his 80s? It's time for him to retire anyway. He's multimillionaire. Yeah, doesn't he really care? I don't know. I don't care.
So, you know, you mentioned that you were also done a lot of cancer research. I was going to ask you, there was some Germans that came out and said that GC-MAP was very effective with cancer, including lung cancer. What do you know about that?
Say that again. I don't even think
GC-MAP, a substance called GC-MAP. Supposedly,
no, I have no idea what that is. No.
Okay.
I'm a researcher. I'm not into the therapy stuff. I was into trying to understand cancer, what it is, how it comes about. And all of the drugs, the chemical drugs, the anti-cancer agents, are lethal. They're dangerous. They don't do any good. I think it's something like forget what it is now, either like the third or fourth or sixth leading cause of cancer is cancer chemotherapy itself. And did you know that something anywhere, depend several studies, but something anywhere from 70 to 80, 90% of oncologists would not take, if they had cancer, they would not take the therapies that they were giving to strangers. They would not allow family members to had cancer to take those drugs. They know, the doctors know these things are deadly and dangerous. And even
and yet every day they continue to give chemotherapy to innocent people.
I know.
You know, I watched my sister pass away from chemo.
Yeah, I know.
So, yeah.
And
exactly.
When they say, they used to say they died of complications from cancer. It's always the treatment. That was the complications.
Yeah, I've met with Lorraine Day several times, and she opted out from that and did it, you know, through diet and other natural means, and she's still alive and well in her 80s.
Well, I have a lot of information on cancer on my website if people are interested in that.
Yeah.
And I've written a book, Chromosomal Imbalance Theory of Cancer. It's kind of expensive. It was written for cancer researchers, but that's available. But on my website, under the heading cancer, it goes into all that stuff. It shows the cover of the book there. It also goes in the table of contents, a preface index. There's 1,100 references in it. So it was like I say, meant for researchers, kind of heavy. I've written a version of it, scientifically accurate version of it, called The Elephants in the Lab, A Personal Odyssey into the Essence of Cancer. And I was trying to get it published when COVID started, you know, in 2000. And I dropped it. I have not had any time to try to get it published because I've been spending full time fighting this COVID nonsense. But I sure wish I could, because it's much easier and broad, a very broad story about cancer that you can put in a non-technical book that you don't put in something that's designed for researchers, you know. So if you know any, if there's any publisher out there, any agent who would like to see my book, The Elephants in the Lab, that think they might get it published, I'd be happy to send them a PDF of it and let them see what they can do with it.
And that was completed when, this year?
Well, it was in 2019. I was started looking for publishers, and then 2020 happened, and the COVID stuff, and when I got that call from John Rappaport in February of 2020, I dropped everything else I was doing and full-time fighting this COVID stuff. But, you know, since we're talking about cancer, I brought it up to my mind. Maybe there's somebody out there listening that would like to take a look and see if they could publish it or find somebody who could publish it, because it basically tells the same story, only more so, a lot more detailed. I mean, interesting things, the history of it, than the technical book. It's easier to read for the public. And I've been told it's far more accessible, and it's even entertaining.
Yeah, well, the one thing that's for sure, we know that the cancer success with the approved therapy and standard of care is less than 3% success rate, and that's over since, I think, Nixon was in office and declared the war on cancer, which has been well over
20 years. Yeah, believe me, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah.
And people have got the absolute total wrong idea of cancer. It's basically Theodore Boveri figured it out, he and David Hanselman, around the turn of the 20th century down there, 19th, 20th century. These guys had it figured out. And Boveri even wrote a little book on it in 1914, but he died in 1915. Of course, you know, 1914 was when World War I started, and Boveri died. And he was German, and then so everything stopped. He wasn't around to promote it, and World War One stopped everything. And then the nightmare between the wars for Germany, and then you had World War Two. So then, by the time the 50s came along, all of what Boveri did was basically forgotten. I mean, he really did. He figured it out. He got it right, and had a complete theory. He got virtually everything he said about cancer from my only my decades now of working on it, looking at it, and collaborating with Professor Peter Duisberg on this whole thing and some other people around the world. I can't find really anything of substance that Boveri got wrong. Peter and I held three international conferences on the aneuploidy. Aneuploidy is chromosomal imbalance. You got the wrong number of chromosomes in the cell. That's basically where it all starts. And international conferences on this that we've held, and they were very well attended and very successful. So this, it's there, you know, but it goes completely against what the pharmacy, everything the pharmaceutical industry is doing about cancer is the exact opposite thing. They're thinking about it is the exact opposite of what cancer is and how it comes about. And then they design all of their therapies, which are like drugs and these things, to treat this wrong idea. And surprise, surprise, it doesn't work. You know, what they say, the hallmark of cancer is if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different answer, you know. But they can make money. In fact, when you look at it, the whole point of the pharmaceutical industry is not to help anybody do anything, heal them at all. It's about sick people. It's about pushing drugs and treatments and stuff. If you have a healthy population, the pharmaceutical industry doesn't make a whole lot of money. But if you can cause people to be sick and then produce the therapies for the diseases that they cause, boy, that's an endless tap until you kill them all off, you know.
Yes.
And I was in the industry
model.
For 20 years. I know it from the inside. And so it's... It's a hellacious industry. It's a criminal industry, the pharmaceutical industry is. It should be abolished.
Yeah, well, we know that pharmakia relates to the occult, and the people that design this are very much into the occult. They're not into being good Christians, that's for sure. I was going to ask you,
no
kidding. What's your position on optimizing your terrain and your body to protect yourself from all of these diseases?
Oh, I'm a full fan of that. Makes perfect sense. Human beings and other living things have been on this planet, humans for millions of years. Other living things for billions of years have been on this planet. We've worked it out. You know, I mean, we used to be healthy. I remember reading some reports from the British explorers. You know, Britain and France and northern Europeans colonized like Canada and North America, where the the Spaniards and the Portuguese, the South Central and South America. And some of the healthiest people they had ever seen were the North American Indians. They were all as healthy as they could be. And there you had all these Europeans that were sickly, bringing in diseases with them. And they wrote about how healthy the North American Indians were. I don't know that the Spaniards did the same thing. Maybe they did. But I was in the Peace Corps in 1991-92 in Papua New Guinea. And I was in the highlands of Papua New Guinea. And they were those Papua New Guineans were the healthiest people I have ever seen in my life. I was a teacher there in the highlands. And one day I noticed nobody wears glasses. You know, no students or anybody, you know, you look at any classroom in the United States, you're going to see kids with glasses and so on and so forth. People all over wearing glasses. And no adults had glasses. And I said, I told the headmaster. I said, is that because they just don't have enough money? He said, no, they don't need them. And indeed, they don't. These people were strong, healthy. They had good vision. Their minds were just right on the money, you know. And they eventually pushed the Peace Corps out of Papua New Guinea. I was so proud of them for doing that, the Papua New Guinea, because all the Peace Corps was really about was like missionaries of the Spanish missionaries in Latin America. It was basically to prepare people for Westerners and so that Westerners could come in and take over their resources and then they just basically die off and go in the background. But the Papua New Guineans are smart people. They said no. They forced them out. So that's the terrain. I mean, we're naturally healthy creatures. The chronic diseases are all man-made. They're man-made. The food is contaminated. The water is contaminated. The air is contaminated. The pharmaceutical drugs are dangerous and harmful. These injections that they're injecting in, they hope to, the whole 7 billion people of the world with these things are highly dangerous and lethal. And it's by intent. They're bioweapons. But so is our food. The hospital has been turned into death camps.
Yeah, that is a scary proposition, going to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was looking for your website. Is it David, yeah. R-E-S, Nick, N-I-C-K?
R-A-S-N-I-C-K.
Okay, Raznik. R-A-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
N-I-C-K.com.
Okay, and there's no doctor before it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Can you see it?
I'm looking right now. Okay, official red website.
I posted the link up in the chat room.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you want to look for it there.
There we go. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't.
If you click, you see at the top up there, let's see, the homepage,
right.
My picture, email address, you click on that, this COVID stuff. If you can click on AIDS and you see all those. Bunch of stuff on AIDS and archive. There at the top, there's cancer, the cancer work. You see
vaccine,
a picture of my
drug,
book, The Chromosomal Imbalance. Yeah. Yeah,
well, it's nice to know that you worked on the real Anthony Fauci. I know that there was probably, a couple hundred people that helped work on that book as far as the research?
I wouldn't at all be surprised. I mean, that was a huge, huge effort, you know.
I'm surprised Kennedy
primarily.
Threw it together so quick.
I know, that's amazing. But he had a huge number of people helping. I mean, a lot of the friends that I know, colleagues, have been fighting the AIDS battle for decades and been fighting Fauci. Now we're very popular and in demand around the world, you know, because
okay,
of that.
Okay, guys, we have less than a minute left here, so.
Okay.
Okay, well. I want to thank you for being on the show, and I also want to thank you for contributing to The Real Anthony Fauci and everybody that's listening out there. I want them to get that book.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick, and thank you, David, for being on. It's been a pleasure and an honor, so thank you, sir, for joining us this morning.
It's been a pleasure for me, too. Good luck, everybody.
You guys want to stay on for... Okay.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Hi, I'm Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.